This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The attorney representing the vendor in the center of a property dispute with the National Sports Council wants an urgent meeting on the matter. The head of the SAVE Foundation concerned about the increase in reported child abuse cases. Barbadians being urged to brace for an increase in the cost of local produce. And the U.S. president attacks a request by the International Criminal Court prosecutor for Netanyahu's arrest warrant. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The attorney representing Tanya Allen, who is facing legal action by the National Sports Council for failing to remove her restaurant off their property in Waterford, is seeking an urgent meeting with the Sports Council. King's counsel Michael Lashy says he's hoping to have the matter settled out of court. A statement by the Sports Council stressed that Ms. Allen was never granted permission to operate her business, nor had she paid rent, utilities, or other fees to the National Sports Council. They've instructed their attorney to take legal action against her.
I've been contacted by the vendor and, of course, retained. And let me say that our first position on this matter is to have this matter amicably resolved before court. What we are also saying is that we need to have an urgent meeting with the Sports Council. Obviously, my client has suffered some loss because of the actions and inactions of an officer who obviously had no permission or no court order to do whatever took place at the venue. My client has invested monies in the property and improved it, and I think that this situation warrants a meeting, an urgent meeting. I would be sending correspondence urgently to the Sports Council to have an urgent meeting to have this matter amicably resolved.
Mr. Lashley is also seeking proof that the space in question belongs to the National Sports Council.
I'm also asking the Sports Council to produce documents that the property has been vested under the Crown Land and Vesting Act in the National Sports Council. I asked for that some time ago and have not received any answers yet. So we want to find out if the property or the venue, the land where the shops are on, whether this is vested in the National Sports Council.
King's Counsel Michael Lashley. Counselor and founder of the SAVE Foundation, Liesl Daisley, is concerned about the increasing reports of child abuse. Ms. Daisley told Starcom Network News she supports the Child Protection Bill and called for a national sex offenders registry, as it is necessary to put measures in place to protect children.
I've noticed from counseling sessions, more and more persons are admitting that they were abused as a child. And even when we counsel young people, more and more of them are saying that they were, as we say in Bajan vernacular, interfered with by a relative or a family friend or something. And the numbers are increasing and it's really alarming.
She explains why she believes the sex offenders registry should be implemented.
It is definitely needed. I think it would add to help protecting children. When children are molested, it robs them of their innocence and the long-term effects of it. You know, we feel it in society. It impacts on the community and it impacts on the country as a whole. And hopefully it will also act as a deterrent to people who commit these acts against children.
Ms. Daisley encourages parents to be vigilant and observe signs that a child could possibly be abused.
Some of the signs that parents and guardians can look for to tell if their child has been abused would be emotional outbursts, changes in mood, changes in behavior, sadness, withdrawal, aggressiveness, violence, hyperactivity, bedwetting, and low self-esteem.
Counselor and founder of SAVE Foundation, Liesl Daisley. Consumers may see an increase in the cost of local produce. This was revealed by Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Mr. Paul told Starcom Network News that this is due to farmers being required to consume more water for their produce due to the extremely hot days.
And you will tend to find that more water will be consumed than necessary. And we all know the issues that farmers have when it comes to price of water. So that in itself could also mean an increase in the cost of production for fruits and vegetables, because, you know, they would be utilizing more water, and the government has chosen to carry up the water bill for farmers. So, you know, consumers should be understanding if they see increased prices for commodities coming out to the market. The reality is that these are hot conditions, and the reality is that it will impact the production of both crops and livestock. And I don't know how you can shield the consumer from that in terms of the high prices that may likely result as resulted.
However, Mr. Paul remains hopeful that people do not use the opportunity to import produce.
I hope, though, that we don't use the excuse that farmers might be having difficulty in terms of production as used as an excuse to say that we need to import, because, you know, it is really ridiculous that we have a situation where, because we have a worker coming to this country, and really it is going to only have 10 impact days in this country, and people are using that to justify the importation of products into this country. It is unfortunate. And I would just want to say that, you know, let's live with the realities that we have. Let's work with the farmers through these periods of difficulty. So I would just ask consumers in general in Barbados to hold faith in the farmers.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Residents of Emerton Lane in the city and surrounding areas will soon be able to access a new skills building and self-improvement opportunities. This was revealed by the Acting Chief Community Development Officer, Yolande Skeet, who revealed government's plans to reopen the Emerton Community Center. Speaking during a community meeting in the urban district, Mrs. Skeet highlighted the importance of these centers. She said that an assessment was being conducted to identify the needs of the residents to then assist them through various programs.
I am mindful of the tremendous benefits for persons who have access to facilities in the communities they reside. We are always mindful that we cannot have numerous centers out of operation at the same time. Therefore, you have my commitment that this center will be pressed back into use as soon as possible. Several programs were birthed right here, which address the needs of all. I am eagerly anticipating the analysis of the needs assessments so that identified needs can be translated into programs.
Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, Corey Lane, urged residents to play their part in ensuring that the initiative is a successful one.
This is a partnership, and the partnership cannot be government alone. I am here to represent you, but I also want to act as the glue that brings us all together. Corporate Barbados must come, and you, the residents, you have a major role to play, because it don't make sense going it open and it dormant. We want to see activities in here like bush. I want to see computer programs. I want to see sports programs. I want to see cooking programs. I want to see basket making, floor making, cook. I want that to sell up. We can need 3 more centers down here. That is what I want to see at the end of the day, and we cannot do it alone.
Member of Parliament for Bridgetown, Corey Lane. The Barbados Association of Journalists and Media Workers joins the media fraternity in paying tribute to veteran photographer Charles Grant, who passed away over the weekend. BarJAM's president, Ryan Broom, hailed the late photographer for his impact that he had on journalists.
The level of competition that existed between the Advocate and Nation at that time was extremely keen. The level of passion that Mr. Grant exhibited for his profession is seldom seen. It helped me to strive to learn and be better. On the extremely rare occasion we would get to a scene before him, it would usually evoke a wry smile from him, and he would commend me. I am forever grateful for his impact on my media career and the many careers he has impacted of journalists and photographers, many of whom are still making a contribution to the media landscape today. BarJAM extends sincere condolences to his children, grandchildren, and his wider family, and the entire Nation family. May he rest in peace.
President of BarJAM, Ryan Broom. And finally, U.S. President Joe Biden has attacked as outrageous an application by the International Criminal Court, ICC, for warrants seeking to the arrest of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with senior members of Hamas, for actions carried out in Gaza. Mr. Biden sided with Israel after the ICC's prosecutor, Karim Khan, announced that he was pursuing arrest warrants for Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant, the Israeli defense minister. Biden stressed that there is no equivalence between Israel and Hamas, and that his administration will always stand with Israel against threats to security. Recapping the headlines. An attorney representing the vendor in the center of a property dispute with the National Sports Council wants an urgent meeting on the matter. Head of the SAVE Foundation concerned about the increase in reported child abuse cases. Barbadians are being urged to brace for an increase in the cost of local produce, and U.S. President attacks request by the International Criminal Court prosecutor for a Netanyahu arrest warrant. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.